Radio. Hey, we got some difficulties going on here for some reason. Let me figure out what's going on. Hey, can anybody hear me out there? I can't hear myself. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? What's going on now? Hello, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, all right, we done figured it out. Boy, I tell you, boy, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Somebody don't want me to talk about some things up here today. But you know what? It's okay, because I'm here, and we going to talk today. Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Derek Jackson, and we have gotten through our difficulties, our technical difficulties. And there's some things I want to talk about today, y'all. The day is Tuesday, January 29th, 2013. That's right. APN, can I see you out there in the chat room? I hope you're ready, buddy. All right. Now, as I was saying, welcome to Let's Talk. And as I always do before before we get started on our daily rant. Oh, Lord, no, we won't be singing, Pianki. We will not be singing. Well, I don't know. Afterwards, some of y'all may want to sing. Well, after I get finished saying what I got to say. But anyway, the show covers some very touchy topics, and sometimes things are said that upset other people, and some people may actually become offended. So before we get started, I officially apologize to anyone that may feel they have been offended by personally or by anything that may have been said on the show. All right? Now, we got that out the way. Yeah, can y'all tell? I'm kind of ready today. I'm kind of hype. I ain't got time to be playing around too much today. Oh, my goodness, because I got some things I'm ready to talk about. You heard me. I hope you're ready. Now, here we go. Let's see, what we got going on in the news? Well, you know what? I had some other things planned as far as what was going on in the news today, but I just received an email, and it has some great news in it, y'all. It has some great news. And y'all want to know what that news is? I'm going to tell you right now what that news is. And that news says, push for all younger women to register with Selective Service Gaining Steam. That's right. That's right. Here it is. It's coming. Ladies, it's coming. I hope y'all ready for it. Hope y'all ready for it. All right. Ladies, for the first time ever, Uncle Sam soon may be pointing at you. Days after the Pentagon cleared women to take certain combat roles, advocacy groups for military women say another new hour has arrived for all young women adults to register with Selective Service. The giant pool of names collected by the government should America ever opt to revive the draft. Now, of course, they're moving 18 to 25 years old, just like the men for the male. And guess what, y'all? It is rooted in both active duty and veteran circles, so there's nobody really against this. So you know what? It's coming. That's what I'm talking about there. That is what I'm talking about there. The Service Women's Action Network, which thrives to represent all women in the armed services, believes such a change is simply the logical next step to Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta's decision last week to raise the long prohibition on females in combat. SWAN advocates for the inclusion of women into selective service. That's right. Lifting the ban on women officially serving in combat is about giving qualified women the opportunity to serve and making our military stronger. And that would include having women register for the selective service. So there it is. Breaking news, y'all. Breaking news. Breaking news. Woo! Hey, we've been talking about it, haven't we? We have been talking about it. But guess what? It is here now. Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. All right. Now, with all that's going on and being said, there's a few other things I want to talk about. Hey, Lo, I see you out there today, man. Thank you for joining, brother. If I can ever get my screen to come up like it's supposed to, I got some other things here we need to talk about. And I know I'm about to make some of y'all really, 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 really upset. And you know what? It's okay, because you will be all right. That's right. You will be all right. I'm just going to put it out there like that. And here we go with what I got to say today. See, I was going to tell you about this man in Florida also who was accused of fraud after taking his wife's last name. Now, when this guy got married, he took his wife's last name. Right? Yes, he did. And now the state of Florida is threatening to suspend his driver's license, accusing him of fraud after telling him the nuptial name change process only works for women. That's what they tell him. Now, he can't change his name to her last name, because it only works for women. Now, unless he changes it, Florida's going to suspend his driver's license on the grounds of fraud. And that's something. Now, the only reason why he changed his name was to help her Vietnamese family perpetuate their family surname. So I guess just basically keep it going. And what he did, you know what the funny part about it is? He changed, the last name was Ding, D-I-N-H. And believe it or not, when they sent him the notice about suspending his license, they sent it in the woman's last name, Lazaro Ding, his name, what he registered in. I tell you, boy, they just can't make up their mind, can you? Just dumb things. You know, I wasn't aware that it was only a woman's thing that, you know, you couldn't change your last name. Just a woman could change the last name after they got married. The things you learn sometimes, huh? The things you learn sometimes. Okay. Now, that is out the way. I'm just going to say now that's out the way. Now, before I get started on my rant today, I want to thank everybody for listening to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Eric Jackson. And today, the topic of our show is Little White Lies. Okay? Now, if you want to join in the conversation, no problem. Give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Driven4Life62. Also, if you want to chat with me in the chat room, no problem. www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson62 and join me in the chat room, and we can get our chat on there also. Now, and with all that being said, but see, I'm telling you, boy, I'm on a roll right now because I'm about ready to bust, and somebody's finna get mad at me. I feel it. Somebody's finna get mad. But you know what? It's okay, because as some people tell me all the time, it's my show. Hey, Benny, I see you out there. Thank you for joining. All right. Now, I wish I had I got to find me a drum roll. But since I have a drum roll, I'm going to hit the bell today because I know this is about to be a fight. And we're about to get it on. We're going to get it on. You know, I'm not even looking at nothing else right now except for this. All right. Here we go. Now, while listening to another radio show on Blog Talk Radio this morning, okay, listen to another show. Once again, I heard the idea of black men moving to another country to find a good woman. And remember when I say once again, because not too long, somebody was on my show saying the same freaking thing. So that's why I say once again. Oh, yeah, it's been get hot. It's finna get hot. I see it's finna get hot. It's finna get hot. I see you, Pianki. Hold on. Hold on, Pianki. You're going to have to wait for a moment. But I see you with your hand up. Okay. Now. Now, I know there are some members, on my show council, that truly believe that that is the way to go. However, I am going to say this again, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Over and over again. That is not the answer to solving our problems in the black community, you knuckleheads. Please do not. Please do not think that is going to solve any of our problems. Because it's not. It's not. Don't misunderstand me. I do realize that there is a problem with the perception of what a black woman or black man wants from each other. I know this. Okay. However, instead of running away from the issue, let's continue to create dialogues between the men and the women, the black men and women, to help bring us back together as a family and community. What the hell we want to leave our own country and marry somebody else for and just let everything fall where it may? Huh? Why would we want to do that? I see you, Pianki. I know you got a lot to say on this, but it's okay. Like I say, I got you. Uh-huh. I see the hands going up. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to say what I got to say. I'm sorry. Now. Now. Oh, Lord. See, the computer even acting right. It's getting so hot up in here right now. All right. Listen. Okay, listen. I'm just tired of hearing that same bullshit in every argument. The black woman has an attitude. They nag. They are this. They are that. Well, you know what? Some of these sorry ass men need to have women to do that to them because they won't get off their sorry ass and become men. That's right. I'm saying it today. I don't care. Contrary to popular belief, it is not as easy to go into another country as some people may think and find a woman and just build a family there. Like it's just this overflowing with women and family and people just waiting on you. Because you got to meet their damn requirements too, you idiots. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I don't mean to call anybody an idiot. That's not a good word to use. But y'all know what I mean. And why, you know, and the way I look at this is, why are you helping in the destruction of our own race? Huh? Why? And that's the way I look at it right now. That is the way I am looking at this thing. You know, we want to move on. Don't worry about our own. Let's go and marry somebody else and just start making another new race all over the place. Why are we doing this? Huh? Why am I doing this? And I know somebody said, where is he going with this? This is where I'm going with this, Ryan. Instead of constantly talking about our black sister, about what they won't do, let's talk about how we can meet them halfway or they meet us halfway and make some things work. Stop blaming everything on the black woman, the black men. Men, if we are going to be completely truthful with ourselves, let's stand up and take some blame for the disrespect and bullshit we put our black women through. That's right. In addition, here's something else that gets on my nerves. She has too many kids. I can't be with her. Nevertheless, you still want to try and get that ass, don't you? Huh? Don't you? That's right. Well, you sorry ass, instead of trying to get the booty all the damn time, you worry about why don't you try and mentor some of her damn kids, her badass kids? Then maybe you have a reason. Maybe she feel like giving you some booty and won't give you so much damn attitude. That's right. Yeah, it's been said on the show, too, that we shouldn't mentor them no more unless they family or unless they're friends. That's bullshit, too. We need to mentor as many of our kids as possible. If we don't, we just sending them out there, and we got Chicago all over again, just killing each other because nobody gives a damn. Because we too busy worrying about going to other countries and finding somebody else to marry. But you're going to take care of their damn kids, huh? Get the fuck out of here. I'm saying, yeah, y'all got me started today. That's right. Y'all got me started today. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And show now, you know, if you mentor some of these kids and you know, do what you're supposed to, you show them there are some men out there that's willing to help our sisters instead of constantly putting them down. Yes, it's not hard. Yes, I know some of you say, well, you know, the sister, they get all intelligent and get these fancy jobs and they don't want to deal with us. You know what? Some of you sorry ass Negroes out there, I wouldn't want to deal with your dumb ass either. Huh? She take you out to a restaurant and she paying for it in this one instance, she paying for it. And you sitting down there and looking at a wine list, talking about, do you have any malt liquor? Really? You think I want to deal with your dumb ass like that? I wouldn't want to deal with you either. Oh, Lord. And, of course, look. Okay, I'll cover that though, right? Of course, this type of thinking, in my opinion, this kind of thinking was started by some jaded-ass man who told one of those little white lies about what he could not find in a good woman because he had picked the wrong woman. And she didn't want to deal with that raggedy ass. And he told a little white lie. And now that white lie has blown up into a big, big, big bunch of bull crap. Because nobody wants to take credit. Nobody wants to admit that this problem we have is two-sided. It's not just one-sided. But as long as we can continue to tell these little white lies about this and that and the other, we're never going to forget it to work. We're never going to get it to work. Now, that I have finished my little rant today, so let's talk. So you know what? I'm about to open up all this stuff now. And yes, Tiger Woods said he isn't black at all. He said he is cut, whatever. Ain't nobody worried about no damn Tiger Woods. You know, that's just one of those things that ain't nobody worried about no Tiger Woods. And I see the council is ready to get hot today. So here we go. I'm opening up Panky, Low, and it's either Mr. Solution or Joe. Let's see who we got here. Okay. Good evening.
Eric,
good afternoon.
Doing
I'm doing fine, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up? Good.
All right. Good. So, what's on y'all mind? Tell me.
You have a hell of a show today, Eric. Oh, God. Man, I got to start. Mr. Solution said he told Chester within 5 years they'll start to reverse this, drafting, this selective service thing. And I told Chester, actually, I didn't think it was going to be 5 years. I said I thought it was going to be sooner. And look at what you brought for us today.
Yeah, I brought it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You brought a sledgehammer today, man. You know what? Hey, actually, to me, this is a step in the right direction because you don't have the quote unquote family unit, as it were, 40, 50 years ago. You don't have that anymore. You don't have that structure or that discipline of that family unit. I'm not saying that it was perfect, but at least there was a model for a unit, you know. You know, mm-hmm. Shasta was using this, the women are the nurturers and blah. No. That doesn't apply anymore because of the godless society that we live in. It doesn't apply anymore. People don't know their roles in society. People don't know their roles in the world. You know, so how if you don't have a model to go off of, then everything is in a chaotic state anyway. But that's my little spill on that.
I can't agree that people don't know their role in the world.
Wait. Just with that alone, Pion, how in the hell are you going to say that when you got women walking around here with their pants hanging off of their ass, They hair cut short. They got on a button-down shirt, some slacks, some loafers, and they walking around with a
dildo
strapped on
their arm. Where do you see that at? Where do you see that at?
I see that in New Orleans, man. I mean, I don't know where you
live. So New Orleans is the world, huh? Do you realize what you said?
I've been to more than 37 countries, so you ain't talking about
it. What other than European countries you see women walking around like that?
What other than European countries?
So you actually reflecting on what you see in New Orleans, right?
We talking about the U.S. right now. Hey, I'm gonna tell you straight up.
World.
We talking about the U.S.
Well,
right
then
now.
You need to correct what you said. You said the world.
We talking about the U.S. right now.
No,
and furthermore. I didn't have to tuck tail and run to go get no submissive woman. I didn't have to do that.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't have no submissive woman if that's what you're talking about. And I
you
got
can call it whatever you like,
at least
man.
I got a passport where I can go around the world.
Hey, dumbass, I just said I traveled to more than 37 countries.
Damn dumbass. I bet who you call it dumb? Do you work for a living?
Do I work for a living?
Yeah.
Of course I do. Do you work for a living?
Business, then. So who's dumb? Huh?
I'm not concerned about owning your own business had you backed into a corner where you had to go and fuck tail and run and go a million miles away from the state just to find a woman.
How many
just like I said,
you can call somebody dumb?
I mean, what?
You heard what I said.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. If I would have responded, trust me. You got the wrong one.
On somebody dumb.
It's just the facts.
Well, you ain't got nothing dumb here, brother. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, you go ahead with your conversation, man.
You claim this is going on, that people around in the world don't. Then you gave an example of how women walk, wearing. Then you changed and said you're talking about there in New Orleans. So you said
You're a damn liar. I didn't change anything. You asked me where have I seen that. I gave you a specific spot, but that wasn't good enough. You wanted to take, that ain't the whole world. The hell with that, man. Don't play word games with me.
Well, Eric, what
you know, of course you raised your hand when the topic came up about men going outside of the U.S. finding women. You got a plethora of women here, but you don't know how to get them. You have a plethora of women here, but you don't know how to get them. That's all that
He's
is.
Talking to
you're an old ass man, man. You did what you had to do. I'm not mad at you.
Listen.
I ain't mad at you.
Let me tell you something. I married my 10-year-old.
There's nothing you can tell me.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for going on 12 years. And what?
Well, I was married to the same woman that I knew in my childhood days for almost 3.5 times that long.
Well, that's good for you. That's good for you.
Well,
and you said something. And you said something idiotic the last time you mentioned that. Oh well, she died, but I'm still married to her. Whatever.
What do you mean idiotic? It's not idiotic.
That's
in our culture.
That's great. Who culture is that?
The culture that I practice, especially in my house and my family.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, okay. Well, you said that you're teaching your grandson a lot of the same old bullshit, man. I feel for him.
Oh, my grandson is not being taught no bullshit. At least he is being taught something.
My grandson is being taught too, partner. And on that note, since you got to know and you got to throw it out there, who you work for? You got your own business. And my grandson has a portfolio. So, no, you ain't, like I said, you ain't, this is somebody that, when Mr. Solution says, well, hey, do you have all three of those criteria to be able to tell somebody? I have all three. So that's where that stands. When you want to talk down to somebody, you go and you find somebody that's
calling me. You jumping on this man's show calling his guest, and I've been with this man for quite some time, idiots. If he thought I was the idiot, I think he wouldn't be asking me to come back.
Hey, well, that's your opinion.
No, that's not my opinion. It's a fact.
I've been knowing Eric for probably almost 15 years, so what does that matter? So get out here with that, bro. Go ahead on, man. Like I said,
I'm not your brother.
Hey, man.
You
old
dude.
You had to go outside.
Enough of that. All right. That's enough. Good Lord. But I told y'all, boy, y'all was going to get started today. 111, you on the air. What's on your mind? I see you sitting back there listening.
Well, this is Joe.
Okay.
That's Joe number two.
All righty then.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, Eric, you know, I got to say, I'm going to go ahead and blow your cover. And I know that you're playing the devil's advocate because I was thinking, which one of his issues does he want me to skin first? Because let me tell you, first of all, let's just do this. You talk
first
about.
First of all, how you doing, Rich?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing, and I certainly don't think that you are anywhere near an idiot.
Well, it's good to know that Eric does invite some intelligence on his programs.
Well, yeah, that's Eric is smart. Trust me. At any rate, a white lie, noun, a minor, polite, or harmless lie, fib. And also it points out a minor or unimportant lie, especially one uttered in interest of tact or politeness. An untruth to spare the feelings or from politeness, as in she asked if I liked her dress. And, of course, I told a white lie. This term uses white in the sense of harmless. And it was first introduced in the 1700s. So is that good enough? Because you did say white lie. Now, a lie, an outright lie, is meant to deceive. But I think what you did, Eric, is you kind of merged them because you said if you tell a white lie, it leads to another lie, a bigger lie. I think that was the...
that's what I said. Yep.
Yeah, that was the direction you took. So probably, you didn't mean a white lie, because a white lie is supposed to be like it ends there, and you're just being polite, and you're showing respect for someone's feelings. You don't want to. In other words, one is being tactful. So I don't think that's really what you mean, is it?
Okay, now I understand what you're saying, Mr. Solution. So let me clarify a little bit. What I'm saying is, you start off with a little white lie, okay? Which you say is being very tactful, whatever. But eventually, you know, the person comes back to you, or, you know, you have to continue to tell what you say, a little white lie. Then it ends up becoming a plain big lie. Period.
Well, you
see,
got a problem there.
So
because
yes,
the point is,
No, what I'm saying, but so yes, I did merge the two together. It's like a stepping stone, I guess you can say. You know, Eric, you know, you start off with that one little small white lie, and you don't mean, like you say, it's tactful. You're not trying to do any harm, but eventually, if you know, you keep telling it, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger to where it's just a straight up lie.
So I guess what you're saying on the other side is don't be tactful and, you know, don't be as polite. Just go ahead and be me. I'm sorry.
No,
just
it's
go
not,
ahead and be direct.
Yes. Okay. It's like this. You know, we put out a question a couple of days ago, you know, do you really want to know the truth? Can you handle the truth? You know, and everybody say, yes, I want to know the truth. Well, in that case, then, tell them the freaking truth.
Well, right. And now let me just go, because I did a little bit more. I just looked up the word lie, and it's right there in dictionary.com, although you can consult the Oxford or the Merriam-Webster. But at any rate, it says lie, a false statement with deliberate intent to deceive. An intentional untruth, a falsehood, synonym, prevarication, an antonym is the truth, which is the opposite, and perjury, which is interesting here, the willful giving of false testimony under oath or affirmation before a competent tribunal upon a point of material to a legal inquiry. So you remember that was when Bill Clinton, they had him on the stand, and he was
they say it has to be in legal leads, it has to be, like it says, a point material to the legal inquiry, because you could lie about something that's incidental, you know. Now that would be perjury. So I think what we have to do is, if I think it's the best policy to just be truthful, because that ends it. But a lot of times, you know, say for example, if an American woman whom you were affectionate asks you, "Does my ass look fat in these pants?" Now, you know what the answer is. Hell yes. You know your ass looks fat in these pants. Why put me on the spot? Now, if you got Charles Bronson to answer that question, you know, as opposed to Alan Alda, I mean, do we want the truth? Can we handle the truth? So,
well,
you know, it has to be approached that way. So, like I say again, the white lie is meant as a definitive statement, and it ends it. And it's based on politeness and tactfulness. And an outright lie is intended to deceive. So I think honesty is the best policy. Just be, you know, forthright. Now, something else, unless you want to comment, something else you commented about.
Keep going.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said keep going.
Yeah. Regarding the and you didn't give any of the particulars about people going outside the country. Now, technically, the places that I gave, and maybe it's my communicating it, they aren't technically outside the country. They're outside maybe the continental United States, and they're outside the cultural jurisdiction. But you understand, if you go on the State Department's website, you can see a list of U.S. territories and commonwealths that wherein one doesn't need a passport, because those people, like people from Puerto Rico, I went to Puerto Rico about several years ago. You don't need a passport to go to Puerto Rico. You understand that, correct?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, I do understand that.
Okay, so Puerto Rican people can come here because they are American citizens. But they are a different culture. They have a different culture. And I think the culture is more inclined that women have a fundamental respect for men and male authority. And the same is true with the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and I also think I mentioned American Samoa. So it's not a foreign country. I wouldn't advise anyone to go to a foreign country, because one gentleman misquoted me. He was saying that you got to sponsor the women. That's true. When you get a person from a foreign country, you do have to be financially liable for them. But these aren't foreign countries. So I just want to make that clear. And the fact, Eric, I knew you were goosing the issue, is because I know that you know how women are, and most of the women that are single, you can't talk to those women. Those women are crazy. They're not available for relationships. And what about the women that are lesbian and confused? They're not good girlfriend and good wife material. So I think if you frame it in that particular framework or context, the picture begins to emerge. And you do your little surveys, which I think are very good, you know, on-the-spot reporter, as it were, on-the-spot interviewer. And you know exactly, at least what I'm saying when I talk about women, women don't make themselves available. They're silly. They have drunk the silly sauce. And so their minds are not inclined toward a relationship. You can't even have a healthy conversation with them. And the men know this. The men know this, at least the men who are conscious. Now, and as I said yesterday, just surveying men, a lot of men are liars. They're not telling white lies. They're telling actual lies. And many of the men are buffoons. But you and I both know buzzards love stinking, putrefied, rotting flesh, and the society could be jiggered that way or seen that way, a lot of men don't have problems with the women because they and the women are dysfunctional. So the women are perfect, like a bad boy. Let's take Goofy Bone, for example. And I hope Goofy Bone calls in. He gave me a lot of accolades last night. I thought that was interesting. But nevertheless, you would never hear Goofy Bone complain about women. He just liked to fuck the bitches. That's what he calls them. So he's not going to complain. They're perfect for guys like him, and he'll get his number of them because he's always trolling. That's built into his daily behavioral pattern. You see?
I see. And
but when queried, he even said over 75% of the women are not good girlfriend and good wife material. I specifically asked him that question.
But that's what you call this sub culture that you exist today in black society.
Here's the thing, you know, when it comes to Goofy, you can't really Goofy really can't say that. And I do hope he called in. I think he's on the line in a minute. And I don't think because he's not out there trying to be in a relationship.
That's my point. And the women, remember Satan and Dracula, and I use those illustrations. They fuck all the women. They're never resisted because the women like that. Now, the women who don't like that should step out and make themselves known, which
well, you
there
know,
are
Mr.
very
Solution,
few to do that.
You know, we can categorize them also as leeches on society.
Category, who is leeches on society?
Well, what he just got through describing, the ones that don't take on the responsibility of building households and building families, because, you know, in this country, it's quite obvious that if you're in a family relation, not a family relation, but you're in a family status, that it also equates to wealth. And the haphazard way that we see that so many males are going about, black males today going about living their lifestyles, they are putting actually a crutch on society. And not only a crutch, but it's also a predisposition. Because when you go else place in the world and they see you coming, then they're going to think that you are like what you just left behind.
But remember this. The men become what the women want. A large percentage of men do become what women want. Now, not what women say they want. I've done these studies, and I've looked at these reports. And I get my ass out there, and I look at the women's behavior. Men do what works. And if being a lazy asshole, going to jail to get what they call street cred, if that works, that's what men do. And what a lot of guys are so anal and ignorant about is that a lot of women are attracted to these guys. There was a write-up, I believe it was in Ebony, that talked about women who will travel 8 hours, go through a strip search, to date a man that's in prison. You guys, many men are idiots as to how women function. Let me ask you a question, Eric. Front and center. Did you go to that website, myfreecams.com?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
You probably hit home on him on something.
Yeah, you're a little too close to
him. Okay. Got that little sound effect, that beat feet, like stage left. No, I'm kidding. Eric, are you there?
No.
I think we're having technical
difficulties. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here now. I was letting Joe and Goofy into the show. So welcome, Goofy and Joe.
No, that's not Eric, guys. Don't get fooled. That's an interloper.
Yeah, well, Eric, I'm going to just tell you, I had asked you a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was talking about how men are ignorant of the devices of women.
Uh-huh.
I asked you, had you gone to that website, myfreecams.com?
Yes, I actually did go.
Okay, what did you think of that website, if you don't mind sharing?
I thought it was really disgusting, really, to be honest with you. But
I'm sorry, you broke up. Say it again.
I said I thought they were really disgusting. But, however, I do see your point to where, you know, they weren't bad-looking women, but, you know, But you would never, like you say, you would never know if you saw them on the street every day. Is that what they do? You know, that is what they actually do. But yeah,
I'm going to encourage you under the rubric.
All right, Joe, get it
That's
together.
Not me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
Unless it's
I got
my
it.
CIA agents, I don't know.
But anyway, go ahead, Mr. Solution.
Thank you. I'm going to encourage you under the rubric of research to go back to that website and peruse a few of the profiles of the women. See, because the bottom line is this. If men are stupid to the devices of women and they choose to remain stupid, the conversation is moot because we're not going anywhere. We don't understand our issues. And if you don't understand women and how they behave, you're not talking about anything. You have to familiarize yourself with the opposite sex. Now, if attractive women, many of those women on that website are attractive. They're young women, but they're up there showing their asses. They're what I call cyber prostituting. Now, these women, and if you look at the vast majority of their profiles, in fact, virtually every one of them, they're single. I wonder friggin' why. Because no one wants that trash. These women have no character.
All right, but Rich, what's your point, though?
That is the point. If we don't understand women, we have our heads up our asses. And if we can't bring women into the fold of real people, real humans, with stinky breath, body odor, and the like, and just say, as you said the other day, Joe, there's no problem with the men molesting the women, because once you see those women out in the field without makeup and BO, you're not going to be interested in them anyway.
Absolutely.
Shit, I see that every morning.
I pity husbands. I mean, you know, husbands don't get credit for taking a look at their wives in the morning.
Well, you know what? I'm going to disagree with all y'all. Cause
the best of all of them.
All right, who's this?
Was somebody saying something?
Yeah, there was something. Somebody playing some sort of.
That was me. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I'm getting into my station right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that Goofy? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was in some pain.
GB, what's up?
How you doing, Mr. Solution?
I'm so happy. I'm beside myself. But hello.
Lord.
Oh, congratulations, Rich. You got laid.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's good with those zingers.
Yeah, well, tell me how to do it. Well, you know what? I haven't gotten laid in such a long time. I don't even care anymore.
Wow.
Nope.
I'm serious. I don't even care. And it's not because I'm ugly. I used to be an ugly kid when I was a teenager. I mean, really ugly. I was so underweight. And then after a while, I grew into my own body and then lifted weights and all that. And then, you know, wherever I go dancing, I do get approached almost every time by some chick who wants to dance, you know. So, and I've been approached by women outside of the dancing arena. So it's not a question of getting women or meeting women, okay? It's a question of finding the right ones. And if my subjective opinion about women is correct, And I'm optimistically saying that 95% of women are not good relationship material, how are we going to find it? I agree with Rich that we have to educate the men. The men have been educated through programs that Rich goes to, through books that he's read, that I've read, and everybody here has read, or other experiences. But how are we going to actually, I guess, find? I don't think we can change the attitudes of the women now. How are we going to find good women?
Joe, here's
and Eric, notice this. Now, Joe is willing to pay. He is, in some instances, the polar opposite of me. Now, he's willing to pay. A decent-looking guy meets women, but yet he can't find one of quality.
You know,
now,
I don't mind paying
to get laid.
First day for,
I think he was
sort
of kidding, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Then now, can I ask a question? Is
yeah,
there
sure.
certain, like, types that you're looking for, or is it like a because me,
relatively good looking, relatively.
Because me, you know, I'm not looking for no relationship. But if I was to leer towards a relationship, there's always one little thing on, you know, these women that just irritate the fuck out of me. It could be like a mole, or you know.
No,
it won't
be anything like that.
You know,
no,
little things. You know, like, you know, they like.
Goof, you want me to answer the question?
Oh yeah, please do. Oh,
okay. Yeah, relatively good looking. All right, relatively intelligent. Somebody I can trust, and that would basically be it. And then somebody who does not have the attitude where they feel that they can just whine or nag, because whining or nagging lasts two occasions. Then they know they've pissed me off, and if they haven't learned after that that pissing me off is not good, then they get thrown out of my house, or I just don't call them anymore.
But how many of them do you actually express those sentiments to?
What do you mean? I tell them when I'm throwing them out of my house. They know my sentiments.
No, well, I mean, before you throw them out of the house, do you tell them then?
Do I tell them to leave?
Yeah, no, before you throw them out of the house, you know, during the initial conversation, whatever, do you tell them that, you know, you don't like
nagging? Oh, no, I haven't set out the boundaries, because these aren't women that I've had a serious relationship with. They're just women that I've had minor arguments with or disagreements with, and they're all women who are playing games. And I say, you know, stop it. Or in one instance that comes to mind, you said you were going to do this, but now you are declining to do this. Why? And then I get a bullshit excuse. And when I know that it's a bullshit excuse, I don't go any further. I just say, you can leave now. And if they're going to give me, or if she's going to say to me, that one particular, why? Then I'll give my answer. And then if they feel as though it's not a right answer, it doesn't matter, because I'm not going to engage in arguing over something which is stupid.
There you go. That's perfect. And the women call me, you know, obnoxious and rude and an idiot for doing that same, you know, type of ordeal. You know, I mean, we're over the phone talking about, you know, we're going to have a nice time at dinner. Or maybe, you know, she gets, you know, we have little, you know, nasty conversation. And, you know, evidently after dinner, you know, sex is something that usually happens. But if sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, I tend to do the same thing that Joe does. You know, if nothing's going to happen any further, then, you know, I don't want to lay around with you. I would, you know, would rather like you to leave. And, oh, that's... Goofy Bone is the most evilest man in the world.
But not the most evilest man. You said it right. A person should have their limits, and as Erica was suggesting, to put it out there. I've said, and you guys have heard me, you know, when you're going to enter into a relationship, make sure your boundaries are out there. But these women were not, I was dating them, but I was not in a relationship with them. If I, you know, and besides that, at that time I was young, I probably would not have laid out my boundaries as quickly or as definitively as I would now. But I've matured, and I put up with less shit now than I did before, and I put up with hardly any shit before.
Okay, let me put this question out there real fast. This is a question I'm going to ask. All right, now I know I got my council members on the line, so I know y'all got something wise for me. So this is what I'm going to ask you. I understand we're educating the fellas. The fellas, you know, we getting our things together. So if this is the case, how do we get the women in the fold and help educate them to where we can meet somewhere in the middle and make some things happen?
Can I answer that first? May I?
Go ahead.
First and foremost, you're going to start off with those little white lies, which is what this show is about in the first place. I don't know how it got switched over. Actually, I do know how it got switched over to relationships exclusively. But like I say, first of all, you actually have to go ahead and put yourself out there and say, hey, you know, really, this is who I am and this is what I am about. And, you know, if that's not on your agenda, then, hey, I think that we can be cool. You know, we don't need to try to develop any relationship or bond or anything if that's fine with you. But, you know, this is who I am and this is what I'm about. You know, there's no need in, well, you know, if you're younger, of course you're going to take up You're gonna absorb a lot of bullshit over the years, and you're gonna absorb a lot of good positive feedback also from the situations you've been in.
Let me ask the caller. Did you say start off with the white lies?
Yeah, this is N-O-Low. I said don't.
Oh, Dan Low, did you say that?
Yeah, I said don't start off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because see, now, like I said, the first thing is, guys our ages, of course, depending on what our objective is. Goofy's objective, hey, he's going to say anything he needs to get some pussy. But, you know, as
Amen
far as
that.
The guy that's actually wanting a relationship and something to grow and build on, you know, first and foremost, you have to also look at yourself. You know, why am I still in the same situation I was in a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever the case may be? So maybe some of the things that I'm doing, I might ought to check them those things. You know, it's not always. It's not always solely. Oh, it's the woman's fault. I'm beyond that bullshit finger pointing. You know, I mean, if a lady has a child because she had sex with someone, and hey, let's say they did use protection, and she got pregnant anyway. I'm nobody to say, well, hey, for that child to grow up properly, you should give it up for adoption to a married couple, because that's not my prerogative. You can have two married people that's freaked out this world, freaking their kid out of anything. So all the situations are always different, depending on the circumstances. See, like I say, you can't just run out there and say, well, hey, this is the only mold as far as looking for a relationship that I should go by. Of course you don't want someone to juice you out of all of your earnings, but you shouldn't be foolish enough to allow that to happen in the first place.
Let me show you how women play into this scenario. Eric, this strikes a chord. First of all, it's not going to work. You say, how do we resolve it with the women here? It's not going to work with the women here, because the women here aren't interested in making it work, and that's the point. And many men are ignorant of the power of women. But to answer your question about a woman who's had one child or multiple childs out of wedlock and by different men, if any one of you responsible men go home to your mother or your aunt or any of the women who care about you, and you present that scenario to them, they are going to discourage you from getting involved with that woman. Women critique each other based on the men whom these women have particularly a familial relationship. So women are going to be in opposition to their males, be it son or, you know, nephew or whatever, they're going to tell you not to get involved with that inferior, defective woman. You follow that, Eric?
Let me chime in on that one, Eric.
Man, what do you mean you hear me?
I don't understand what I'm talking about. Let me explain
what Mr. Lucian is saying. If you run across a woman that has several children, now if that children was from a husband that passed away or died or something, you would look at her a whole lot different if you ran across a woman that had children by multiple men all over the place.
That's right.
He's absolutely right. You know, in back in the day, they would call that a slut. I mean, pure and simple, a slut. Then if you
in
got
this
a man,
day, we call that
if
a
you
slut.
Got a man, if you got a man that dwells with that type of ill behavior, then what do you call him? I mean, quite naturally, he's got to have enough sense to realize what he's dealing with, unless he's used to it and it's acceptable to him and he feels comfortable living with that type of slutliness.
And let me raise that, if you don't mind, let me raise that a notch or two. Women have a powerful influence on who their men involve themselves with. You take white men, for example, white men, what you call WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Their mothers and their families do not approve of them, for the most part, marrying other than white women, because they want to keep control of the power and what we call white privilege. So women exert, it may not be like the nuclear force, but it's certainly like gravity that impacts everything. And so that's a reality. And most men, and I'm learning this more and more, men who are smart in other things are stupid in women. And that's true of women, too. Women who can be smart in most things are stupid regarding men. So we've got to educate ourselves vis-a-vis each other.
And well, you know,
okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me bring another call in real fast. All right. They've been sitting here waiting patiently. Okay. 870, you're on the air. Welcome to Let's Talk.
I'll go ahead and let Mr. Solution finish. I was listening, man. I was trying to see where he was going with that.
Okay.
You know, Rich, I always said that Tiger Woods didn't publicly announce that he's a Cabal Asian just because he's mixed with, you know, those particular ethnicities. He probably announced that to tell black women that I am not one of you.
Well, of course, and not only that, and realize this, too, and this is very, very crucial. Tiger Woods is being paid not by the community reflective of his hue. Tiger, and you are always, you show allegiance to your base, you see? And that's true of every group. That's why you need money in your community so that you can power something other than your damn mouth. Like Goofy Bone likes to say, it's hot air from a buffalo.
Isn't the problem facing quality men trying to find quality women?
Well, there's a shortage of men, whether they're quality or not quality.
But I think that's wrong, Pionki. I think you're dead wrong on that. There's not a shortage of men. There are a shortage of quality women. See, because men have an alternate.
Call in, Eric.
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead. I know I was saying the other caller, you know, so they can go ahead and put their mix in it.
Go ahead.
So if we have a shortage of quality women.
Wait a minute.
The problem,
I'm sorry, Joe.
Hmm?
No, hold on.
Okay.
870, you still just listening?
I'm still here.
Okay, you got anything to add?
I just thought Mr. Solution was going to fit in. I heard Joe saying something about finding quality women. Kind of make me jump, but Joe, I was listening to Joe a while ago. I mean, I think if he see women that's not, if he dating women and they not meeting what he wants them, you know, mounting up to the kind of women that he wants them to be, then I think he going in the right direction to finding what he wants. He put them out. Put them on out there. I mean, ain't no need playing around, fooling yourself. Or
well,
you're not going to change anybody, Joe.
Well,
but you
yeah,
know,
man.
Joe, Mr. Solution got a point there, because we're looking at this from a biased position. You'd be more easily relate to you and your kind rather than say that there's a shortage of the women. And that is a good position. It's a good point you made, Mr. Solution.
Well, it would be a biased point if it was incorrect. If how come men and women don't get along? How come the divorce rate is so high, even with second marriages? How come the average?
Because people expect too much. That's
yeah,
why.
That's true. That's true.
No. You've got to refine that. It's not just.
It's
no.
It's not just.
See, this is the problem when I talk to men. It's not. Men speak in a very circuitous and serpentine, and it ends up ignorant way. It's not just people. It's women.
Yeah.
Women file 85% of the divorces because society has taught them how to be relationship.
Well, that's true. It's very true. Women are shallow.
It's women. It's
vacuous.
Not men. It's
they're
women.
Taking advantage of the law. They do. Their expectations are much higher, and I'm not saying higher in a good sense, than men. They're more irrational. So these are the obstacles that we have to overcome. Now, getting back.
Right. And I would use the word, if you don't mind, Joe, unreasonable.
No, I just wanted to get back. I just want to finish up on something.
I don't really agree with that. I don't really agree with that. It's women in particular.
Oh, you don't?
I don't really.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I mean, like I said, you know, you first have to examine yourself.
Well, that's
and if
true.
if everything is perfect with you, then of course.
Let me ask you a question then. Let me ask you a question. Here's a question. If a woman meets a guy who is an intelligent, good-looking, good in bed, trustworthy, theoretically, she's found herself her white knight, right?
But you're boring to her.
Ah.
Right. You're going to be boring to her.
You don't
that's
drink.
That's like right.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're boring... But if you're boring by being a good guy, why should you change just to satisfy a woman who can't accept harmony? And if
that's a good point.
And if that's the case, the 95% to 99% of the relationships, the men do not have to change if they're good men.
Well, it's not that it's specifically that you're a boring person. It's just, you know, maybe you don't want to adapt to the change of some of the things that this person wants to do.
Maybe
no.
He shouldn't adapt to her changes. See, this is the problem. We're always talking about adapt to women.
No. I said some because whenever you go into a relationship, you're going in as yourself in the first place, and you should take on some of the characteristics of your partner as well as they.
No, you don't wait.
But you shouldn't change for nobody.
Hey, Lowe,
did you hear what Joe said?
He was the way he described it. He was like a knight in shining armor.
That's right. Now remember we have to pay it. I said the guy is good looking. He's interesting. He's intelligent. He's good in bed. What else does a fucking broad need?
That's boring. You're not bringing enough excitement in a life then.
I'll go with all of that.
But like Rich is saying, you're trying to adapt to a woman's irrational expectations.
Exactly.
Men don't always go into a relationship being exactly how they are because, you know, you got people that go out and rent tuxedos and rent cars hoping that they're just going to have a one- or two-night stand.
I'm not talking about that.
I'll agree with
that. I understand that. I'm not talking about that. What I'm trying to get down to is that if you're a good guy, if you're the perfect guy, the woman will still fuck it up.
The American woman.
The American woman.
Right, but hold up, gentlemen. See, one thing about it, when you have a relationship, never blame it on oneself. It's not fucking women's fault. It's both of our fault. It's how our minds is. You never can blame it on.
Look at the numbers. I agree with you, Michael.
You never can blame it on one damn person.
I'm going to say that 25% of the men are dickheads. They can't have a relationship no matter what. Their baggage is very, very toxic. What about the other 25%?
Hold up. If a man gets the top 10 women, sometimes we fuck it up too.
Didn't I just say that?
Hold on, I'm a perfect example of that. Now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand back and watch this, but you notice how men come together, men, and then all of a sudden they change into women. They can't agree on a fucking...
Yeah, well, we do that every damn day. I wish we stopped it.
Yeah, we do that every fucking day, you know?
Well, and that's what I'm saying, and it shows you that there are men among us who are really women.
No, it's not, sir. You cannot blame divorce rate on women. You cannot make that statement.
No, what I said is there are men among us who are really women.
Well, sir, you made this statement because the reason why
I'm
we have
man,
divorces.
I'm a man, I fuck women, and that's it.
Now, if you listen to Goofy Bone, from a relationship standpoint, is completely dysfunctional. He will acknowledge that. Goofy Bone is entirely dysfunctional. And
but he's not
like
lying,
him.
Though. So dysfunction, he's not lying, though. How is that a dysfunction?
Michael,
he's saying as it compares to a relationship paradigm.
He's not looking for one.
That's
I keep
exactly
on telling
right.
You
he's
that.
Not looking
so,
for it.
Right.
So as a single man, he's doing fine. As a single man, he's doing Michael, as
well,
a single man, he's doing fine.
That.
He's not looking for a relationship. That's all Ricky's
saying.
Not
that he's not just looking for one. Also, he can't have one. And
but why is that
is,
a dysfunction, sir? If he doesn't want one and he acts like he doesn't want one, how is that a dysfunction?
Michael,
it's a dysfunction
listen.
When you lie. The title
he
is a little white
won't,
lie.
But you should listen. You don't understand this issue. That's clear. What I'm saying is Goofy Bone has put himself on a track. Goofy Bone has put himself. Now, the fact of the matter is, we should be able to tell the truth about something.
That's a dysfunction. If you lie about something, that's where the dysfunction is.
Well, you're right,
you're not
Michael.
Listening. That's
not
and we shouldn't even have to focus on
is...
Goofy Bone anymore because we already realize he's already acknowledged that, and we should move on to trying to solve the problem.
Well,
okay.
Why does Goofy Bone have a problem?
Why does he
I'm
have
not
a problem?
Saying he has a problem.
Okay,
they
all right, Michael,
we're
moving it on.
Move away from him
moving on.
In order.
Whatever. Well, what happened? What happened? I gave a suggestion. Look, power concedes to nothing but power. Let's be honest about that. Power is very important. Now, this is it. Women have power in America. They have power, even though it's destructive power, it is still power. Now, one of the things that men can say to women in an effort to balance that power, number one, tell women the truth. You're dysfunctional. You're not good relationship material. Now, I encourage you men to go to the, myfreecams.com to see how normal women, not women who call themselves strippers or whatever, normal women are bringing webcams into their bedroom and they're cyber prostituting. Now, I mentioned to Eric, men going to other cultures that are under
the jurisdiction. I watch these terminologies. We got to watch these terminologies. I have to stop this madness. We have to watch these terminologies. Normal woman. Give me a picture of a normal woman. Come on with these terminologies. You read that from a book again.
What he's talking about is women that look like they're normal in the public. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Well,
exactly. And this is the problem. Yeah. You see, a man like Michael, I don't trust Michael. I would never enter into a contract with a man like Michael. Michael
that's
can be heard
problem.
At a distance. He can be enjoyed and laughed at and even socialized with.
And
Mr. Solution, never...
a lot of people laugh at you, too.
Hold on, Michael, because, see, Michael will throw you a curve. He's not fixed on anything. He's a wandering star.
No, sir. See how you just classified me? So you want me, so you look at my, see, you just made an observation of my life, and
no,
you compared it to yours. No, listen to me.
Cat.
You made an observation. No, exactly. I never does it, but guess what? The reason why you do it, Mr. Sweet, because I crush you on every issue. Please,
no,
bring it on,
you,
son.
You
I will crush
time.
You
don't
on
know
every
what the shit you're talking
you,
about.
No. Right. You want to
right.
Do personal attacks.
Hush. We're not having that today.
All right, Eric, my point is this, if I may proceed with it. May I?
Go ahead. Yes, you can.
Thank you. My point is this, to show women power, and it's not being disrespectful to them, it's just being forthright. And you say to women, and men need to say this as a group, especially the men who are entrepreneurial and who have a real interest in establishing relationships. Any woman who is willing to establish a relationship with you and is stable and shows herself available and progressive, a man can have a relationship with her. And so my position is to show women, not just by your speech, but by the impact of your feet, move, go and show them that you have other options. And when women see that, a lot of times people act crazy. Just because they think that you don't have options. And when men show women that they can deal with, get with other women who are not relationship adverse, potentially some of the women might change. But if they don't change, who cares? Let them rot on the vine. See them.
Well,
hold on.
Michael, why do you have to edge on every point, man? Damn, let other people talk.
You know, I just came in the show, bro. You haven't talked. Okay, I'm listening. I'm after this brother.
See, that's what men have to do. Now, and I appreciate that because, see, you have men that will come in, and remember, they have no purpose of solving anything. They thrive off of drama and confusion, you see? And men need to ferret that out.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Solutions. And, you know, you can answer if you want. If you don't, then that's fine, too. Now, how long have you been going by your model as far as what you're looking for specifically in a woman? How long have you been going by that?
Well, this has been going on about 5 or 6 years because what happened was I looked at the madness and I see that the average man who is shy, a quality man, many men are shy, and they have
We're not talking about many men. We're talking about you. And I'm going somewhere with this because, see, I mean, if you've been using the same mold. And
okay,
you,
but let me
but
finish. I was going to get to that. What I'm saying is if there's no entrance to women to engage in healthy conversation, then, of course, that's a problem. Now, I meet women through mainly third parties, and very occasionally will I initiate contact with a woman because if she pisses me off, I'm going to blast her ass. If she's a bitch, if I speak to a woman or something and she acts anti-social, I'm going to let her ass have it. So
okay, well, yes, I listen to say something. We need to talk about that word antisocial because it's really about the topic of the day. But I just want to make a statement. Women know we have options. If that top 10 guy does everything right, I guarantee in the back of her mind she's making sure he doesn't cheat. You know that woman, they say they have intuition, okay? I don't care if you're living in a marriage and not cheating. Your wife is going to make sure you're not cheating. I'm telling you. So they know that we have options. That's why sometimes they ask us questions. That's why sometimes they get paranoid because they know there's a lot of women out here, especially if they know they have a good man. They know that a woman is going to try to get them. So that statement that you made. But I'll be quiet, but we need to talk about that word antisocial.
I don't know, do a show or do a survey. Find out how difficult or easy is it for men to just have a conversation with a strange woman. There's no model for doing it, and obviously we aren't doing it very well because we're not communicating. So
can anybody tell
model?
Me in less than 3 minutes how to find a quality girl out of the 95% to 99% of the women who are not relationship material because of their irrational expectations and shallow behavior?
Well, what is your definition of a quality woman, sir?
Your definition of a quality woman.
My definition?
Now, let the person who tell you use their definition
of
a quality woman.
Okay, anybody here.
Right, exactly.
Anybody here. Can anybody here tell me in less than 3 minutes how they have found or can find or give me advice on how to find a quality woman that will not whine, will not nag, will not play games?
Well, I can use
somebody
myself
at the bar.
For an example.
Somebody at the bar.
I can use myself for an example.
Okay.
Okay, for myself. I met my wife. Like I said, we've been married going on 12 years. I met my wife at a military function, and you have 150 people here. She's sitting over by herself reading a book. I politely proceeded to go over and introduce myself. We talked for a while. We had a great conversation. That conversation led to dating. The dating led to finding out, you know, specifically who you are, where you come from, what you like, or whatever the case may be. From these things right here, I didn't go in with my, oh, well, I'm expecting this. I'm not expecting for that. Oh, well, she doesn't have this. She doesn't. Fuck all of that, man. If you go in with the expectations that you have that, oh, this person has to be like this, they have to be like that. Like I told Stanley, maybe the perfect woman for you maybe she's not as attractive as you want her to be. But you would pass her by every time because you're going out there first and foremost looking for this eye candy. Like it or not, it's what it is.
But at the same time,
just like the average man, he'll roll out the red carpet for a beautiful fool.
Right.
Exactly. Right. So, some of what you're saying is to be tolerant of other people's deficiencies, and that's gonna
go both ways, Joe. Because she's gonna say, you know what, he's a nice guy and everything, but he's a fucking arrogant prick.
Okay.
But at the same time, when you met that lady at the military,
all right. So okay, has anybody else? Enlo, have you finished with that?
I want to ask him a question, Joe.
I want to hear what Bianchi had to say.
The same time that you met your wife at the time you had at the military function, you did have limits, though, right?
What were my limits?
Well, you as an individual would have had limits of what you would have tolerated or you would not have tolerated. So if she had came on to you and presented herself that went beyond those limits, you know, suppose she had said that, on Wednesday I'd like to drink till I just pass out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's live in the realm of reality now.
I commend you the way you done that. You looked at someone who was sitting off to the side, and apparently she had limits too because she didn't want to be right there in the mix.
Right,
and she was open to his approach. The fact of the matter is, I think many people who actually do something well can't explain it. They don't know how they did it.
All right. Does anybody else have any suggestions?
Open to you now. I think something you could ask her: does she know of any more women like herself?
All right. Does anybody else have any other suggestions?
Oh yeah, my suggestion would be to go to one of those areas that I said: the U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, America, Samoa, Guam, or Hawaii.
Joe, they got plenty of women right there, man. The hell with all that.
Right. But see, they may have culture differences, too. Are you going to adopt their culture?
That's what he wants. He wants a cultural difference. Women who respect men, good men.
There are women
listen to what I'm saying. When you go to another place and get another woman from another country, that woman also has certain cultures that she has. So are you going to adopt her culture? Because, see, what you're doing, people do. People have mail order brides. White men been doing this. Rich white men been doing this for years. There's nothing new what you're saying here, sir.
Well, Michael, hold on. The primary expression of culture is language. All of those women speak English, or most of them.
Well, hold up.
I'm willing to adapt anyway. Okay, so I got Richard's suggestions. I've got Enlo's suggestions. How about Bianchi? Do you want to go with Michael? Do you want to go?
Well, the gentleman that spoke about meeting the lady that was sitting off to the side, and I think that was an excellent observation there because that would have attracted my attention too because I would have been sitting off to the side also, knowing my personality.
Well, first of all, if we think this is going to be one right way of doing this, if we're trying to visualize a perfect set of things of doing something, that's not the way life goes.
But, Michael, you haven't offered any way of doing it.
I'm letting you know. What are you talking about? Shut up.
It would be your way for a man meeting a quality woman.
I was about to tell you something. Everybody's going to be different. Right, there's no when I give you my list, that's not a right or wrong list. You can't say my list is wrong with a quality woman.
You don't
see,
have
I
an example.
Things,
you're just right. Filibustering. Okay, got it.
You know what? Why the stun gun is not on him? He's cutting me off. Why the stun gun is not on him?
Come on with the list, man. You don't
Michael.
Okay, since I don't have anything, I won't say anything. Go ahead. Just move to the next topic.
Okay, Goofy.
Just move over to the next
topic,
guys.
No, Goofy fell off.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, Eric? Have you got any suggestions?
Suggestions?
Yeah.
Well, my suggestion is there is no right answer to that question. You just have to go. It catches your attention. You know, but here's the thing, Joe. Here's what I'm going to say about I don't agree with your 95% though. I just can't agree with that because I know okay. there's more quality women out there than that. You know, than what
bring
you get.
Bring some on the show.
Bring them on the show. Okay, I would do that. But anyway, until then, Joe, you know that's one of the things where nobody really can tell you what you. It depends on what you look for in a quality woman. What you call a quality woman.
Well, I already
exactly.
Let me describe
Thank
it
you,
again
Mr.
then.
However,
you know, here's mm-hmm. the thing. Here's the thing about this whole situation. You know, we keep saying, well, we don't like this and they don't like that. But when, you know, when you're in something like that, there has to be some kind of tolerance on both parts.
Eric, let me tell you this.
Because all pleasure is going to bring you some type of pain. And you're going to have your ups and downs in a relationship.
Okay, Michael, hold up, Michael. Hold up.
Good men are generally far more tolerant of women than women are of men.
Is that a fact, or is that your opinion?
Yeah, because he's not a good man if he let that woman walk all over him and be too tolerant. See,
no,
what I'm saying is
from the point of having a conversation. Just having a conversation. Men are more open to having a conversation with a strange woman than generally women are. Women play games.
Well, men play games. Let me tell you.
Didn't say men don't play games. Goofy ball.
Look,
you guys didn't hear what Joe said.
Man,
okay,
what type of
minute,
men are you talking about?
Wait,
point. Joe said, and I'm going to join him on this issue. He said approximately 25 men are not good relationship material.
All right. Joe?
Yeah.
Finish what you were saying, please.
Oh, about the description of the woman I want?
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you unmute me.
Oh, you unmute?
Oh, I'm unmuted?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Relatively intelligent, relatively good looking, good in bed, doesn't whine, doesn't nag, doesn't play games. I think this is about the third, I think it's the third time today I've described it. I think that should do it. Thanks, Eric. Okay, you want to let him back on?
So answer your own question then. How do you find this woman?
Well, that is my question. That's why I directed it to the council and the other people.
What is your answer to it?
Well, my answer is extremely hard because, again, women, because of their indoctrination, because of their irrational expectations, even if things are going well, as Enloe said, they get bored. When they get bored, they then love to have drama. I love harmony. I love peace. I'm the kind of guy that likes Disneyland. I like picnics. I like going go-karts. I like to have good, clean, fun type of stimulation. I don't like drama. I don't like whining. I don't like nagging. I have a very low threshold for it. I don't produce it, and I don't tolerate it.
Okay, So basically, that is something that you require of that perfect that woman that you're looking for, correct?
Well, it's something that not only do I require, but let's say men say, well, you have to tolerate certain aspects of women. And I agree with you. There are certain behavior patterns that you do have to tolerate to have a good relationship. However, at the same time, as Pianki pointed out, we all have standards.
Right.
And people
right.
and men, and I don't know of any man, any woman who can say they, in general, out of you, if you survey 100 people, they will tell you, well, yeah, I'm happy, but can you really believe it? Because the divorce rate says they're not happy. The second time around says they're not happy. So why is it that even though we're tolerating, we are still getting divorced, our relationships are still only 3 months on the average? So forget
because
about
no.
what we say. Take a look at our behavior patterns.
You
we're
know,
not doing well.
Can I say
they're
this?
They're being honest. They're just tolerating. They're not being honest with themselves or each other.
Exactly. And guess what? Other people, when you talk about standards, they downgrade their standards for other people too.
Well,
in the beginning, sometimes we downgrade our standards to get what we want, and then when we try to go on that long term, we try to change those things, and it doesn't work out.
But then it goes back to my question. What is the solution?
Yes,
so that
Mr. Solution.
Well,
you
know, Joe, can get happy.
You know, I have another solution, and that is that as the culture changes with this military, it will help men and women talk better, and that is communicate, because now they'll have a common goal. And a lot of the excitement that women look for, a lot of the unnecessary excitement that women look for, look, nothing is more excitement to the excitement junkie than dancing with death. And now women can come much closer, if not actually face-to-face with death. And I think that will take some of that desire, or like I say, that, you know.
It will take the romanticism out of it. I agree with you.
But I want to say something. If you really look at it, most women didn't protest for this. See, sometimes a small group in sometimes a small group of women who's not who have an ideology is different than most women, or win a court case and change it. If you actually think and break down a combat, I think most women would disagree of them going to combat.
And
it doesn't matter because we have to go by the law.
I know it doesn't matter because it's the law.
I think there should be some room for conscientious objection. But let's get back to this other thing real quick about the standards.
You're talking about that right now.
Good point.
Standards.
Well, he brought it up.
About the standard, and I think it was Mike said something about standard. But just think about this. And I ain't going back to his brother because I'm picking on him, but this is an ideal situation. He's seen that lady sitting over in the corner, and he went over and talked to her. One of the reasons why come they jailed together, because they was probably sharing a very similar or identical culture. Because
what happened?
Very difficult for either him or her to jail with each other. Now, one would have had to either gave a little or take a little. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Out of respect. You're either willing to learn and accept what the other has to offer. And, Eric, that gets back to your point about people going overseas. You know, it's not easy because, and I think Michael also mentioned, because you're going into a whole different culture, and either it's easier if you have spent time in that country where you become acquainted to the culture, or you have done a lot of studying, or you have known this person for a long time.
Right, and then now you're changing your image to try to find a woman. You're reading books and trying to study a culture just to find a woman. You done lost yourself trying to find a woman. You done lost yourself.
What I'm hearing is that the sharing of values
so
is good.
Appealing to him that
to
he
be
ended
tolerant
up
of each
her
other
to
is good. But it still boils down to the fact that even though you share values, you can tolerate each other, the divorce rate and the separation rate is still high.
So does marriage make people happy?
Hold up, Michael. So let me tell you something, bro. You know, and I'll tell you specifically. See, you need to revitalize yourself, because I remember a show a few weeks ago.
Who you talking about, me?
No, he's talking about
Joe,
me.
You want to jump in on everything, Michael. I'm not concerned about you. Joe, I remember a few shows ago when you said that if you were married to someone and you found out that this person was born a man, just because the relationship is still going well, you don't know that you would leave the relationship. Man, you have been so out of tune with women for such a while that you just given up on it, man.
No. I said if I found out, if I was in a relationship, especially a marriage of 5 years,
right,
and somebody
right.
told me that my wife was a transsexual, a post-op, everybody would say, well, you got to leave her. And I would say, I'm not throwing away love. It took me too long to find something like this. If this woman is treating me a hell of a lot better than all the other women I've ever found,
That is so weird and out there, Joe.
Hold up. First of all, factual knowledge is powerful. So you're going to change if that's factual knowledge and she tells you that. Even though you may stay with her, it's going to change the relationship. It has to. That's a fact.
Well, if it does,
it's not a
it
fraud.
Does. But I am willing under these theoretical circumstances to not throw away something which in 5 years I found happiness just because other people
don't.
I understand that in theory, but I think we need to work on realism. I think that's such a unusual and bizarre situation is not even worth the
Everything is not perfect, no business solution.
See, the reason is because I feel like right now, I mean, you let yourself get into an emotional slump as far as women are concerned because you have expectations. No one seems to be able to meet them that you meet.
No,
and
true.
You just pretty much just said, fuck it, you know. Hey, I'm not – you're still a young man. You're a successful man. From what you say about yourself, you're relatively attractive or whatever. You can handle yourself well. So, man, you need to get out and reinvent yourself, man. I mean, this is for you. You know,
how should I reinvent myself to what kind of character?
Yeah.
I tell you what you do.
But I heard up in somewhere you're going to
see
it happen.
Hold on, Michael. God damn. First and foremost, the area that you live in, if it's possible, take a trip and leave that area. And just as Mr. Solution said, hey, hit an island or something.
Yeah, go to another culture.
Yeah, do something different. And maybe when you come back, you could have a whole new outlook on this thing, man, because, I mean, if you are a guy that's successful, like I said, relatively attractive, and you can handle yourself in conversation or whatever, then there should be no problem as to you finding what you're looking for.
Well, yeah, but
you will never find 100% of what you're looking for because no one will ever have. You will and they will never have it because everybody's not a robot.
You don't have any answers, Michael. All you end up saying is, I don't have an answer.
But guess what? Your answers, Ms. Solution, your answers, they contradict each other and we still run into a wall because you're not dealing with realism.
You just like to hear yourself talk. You don't have any answers. You know that.
Wow.
The other problem with women in America that has turned them away from men is that the government has become their sponsorer. So they have a power not based on merit that they can utilize to ignore being their real selves. And that's what's happening.
At the same time, though, you know, one or two things will happen, and I do commend Pianca for saying this because there is going to have to be a give a little, take a little. That's going to happen. You said you don't have a problem with being flexible a little bit. And so,
me?
Yeah,
You're like a slab of steel. You're not going to bend. And, you know, that's why.
That's why he ain't with nobody. That's why
lie. You're a liar when you say that. That's idiotic. The point is, reinvent Joe.
You say you don't have a significant other.
Right
you don't have a significant other.
Wait a minute. The reinvention of Joe.
That's true now. I mean, any relationship you get into, you got to give a little and take a little. This is not low. This is Fisher. Yeah, man. Now you're not going to be able to get into any kind of relationship without being able to give a little something.
But the problem is, women. U.S. women don't want relationships. They certainly don't want healthy relationships.
I agree with you on that. The Americanized woman does not want a fucking relationship.
A healthy one.
Not a healthy one. Now, the only kind of relationship that an Americanized woman wants to be in is one that she is in total control. That's it. In total control.
What do the American men want in a woman?
Well, you tell us.
I don't represent American men. I represent myself. I represent myself, and guess what? When I tell you, I'm going to be speaking about myself. So, like Mr. Talk said, there's really no right or wrong in it.
Let me try to answer Michael's question. Michael is asking, what does the average American man want? I think the average American man wants a woman who is relatively good-looking, relatively intelligent, relatively interesting, good in bed, does not whine, does not nag. Am I wrong?
And is he going to fuck around on her? See, a lot of American women has that woman, and they still fuck around.
All right, let me answer that question. 25% of men would. The other 75% of men would. Now, let's say the 75% of men who wouldn't, if they find that kind of a female, right, and have that kind of relationship, are they going to be happy?
I can't use that statistic because that statistic that you just gave me.
If you follow
Divorce
rate is too high for that. Divorce rate is too high for those statistics.
I'm going to say this, Joe.
Okay.
I have seen some good guys. I mean, I had friends that I knew was good guys, man.
Right.
I mean, you couldn't beat the things that they did for their lady and the way they treated their lady. But this both ways. You know, sometimes you're going to find a good album. Sometimes you're going to find a bad one, man.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean,
well, Joe, let me ask you a question.
You can't stop a person from doing anything. I mean, and that, like I said, those guys, they got pretty much basically ran over.
Okay. All right.
They got basically ran over, man.
Right. Okay. No,
that's some things that I've seen. And I have seen some good guys that got done right. I mean, it's just anytime you're in a
relationship.
Well,
how often? What percentage?
You're taking a chance, man.
Before I get to Bianchi, you said that you found some guys. I'm going to presume what you're saying is that most of the guys who are good guys who treat the women right, the women don't appreciate them and will run over them. Am I right?
Most of the time, that's the case.
Okay.
That's the case. If you're too nice, you're going to get run over, man.
Okay.
Most of the time.
All right. Now, Bianchi,
hold up. If you're that way, don't change.
Michael,
she's not for you.
I understand that.
When you say
did I answer your question, Michael?
Let me ask this question of you, Joe. Okay. You gave several points on your opinion of what a man will be looking for, and you mentioned good in bed, Now, suppose this man has never been with a married before, been with a woman before, because how would he know what good in bed is? And
because
that is
he's yelling at his lung. He's going,
"Yeah, baby." So what we have here in this discussion,
right?
You have two possibilities. You have the possibility like the example I just given, and you have the possibility like probably the situation that most men that's in this conversation find themselves. They have had experiences, and those experiences have helped shape and mold their opinion, and they are speaking from half of an opinion rather than an entire opinion because you're speaking from your experiences. I mean, you know what – you have an opinion of what good in bed is, but someone that's 20, 21 years old don't have no opinion of what good in bed is. They never experienced it. They probably go by the old adjective.
Rabbit fucking. Yeah, man, they still rabbit fucking when you're young.
To anybody who enjoys a sexual experience, they figure it's a good experience. It could be on a Playboy's level. Lousy, but on that particular guy's level, it's good. So it only matters if it's good to him or her.
But don't you know there's some married people out here and a lot of women out here haven't really experienced multiple orgasms because the man gets
so
his
let's say the man
and rolled over.
Multiple
a lot
orgasms.
Of women is not getting sexed up right,
right.
too out here too.
That's right. There's a lot.
But
of,
I'm.
A lot of women haven't been. A lot of women body hasn't totally been taken in control over a man by a man. I'm telling you that not right out now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you're still introducing an element into the equation which doesn't have to be introduced, Mike. Because what I'm saying is, in the answer to the question which people have already asked me, what is it that the average man should be looking for? And I don't think I described it in a way that was wrong. I don't think anybody in America or anybody on this planet is going to reject a woman who is relatively intelligent, relatively good-looking, relatively interesting, relatively good in bed, and does not whine and does not nag.
Do average men cheat?
Average men, no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Joe?
If you look at cultures where marriages are arranged, they tend to be much more successful than, say, for example, in the United States. I went to a restaurant once, and I got this menu that was about 2 feet long and maybe 2 feet or more wide. And the thing of it is, it was annoying because there were just too many damn choices. I think the same problem exists, particularly for American women, but I think that's going to be narrowed with this military intrusion, as it were. But a lot of women simply don't know what they want, and a lot of guys will defend that insanity. See, I mean, we should call it.
But it's both ways, sir. I know this is a woman.
Hold on,
but it's both ways. I'm gonna say this and I'll be quiet.
Can you let him finish?
Michael, let him finish,
and then
call insanity, but we should not embrace it. And many people get that confused. They think just because something is insane, it should be embraced. All activity that people manifest is not good activity. Some of it is dysfunctional. And I think when you talk to a lot of women, you will see that women are confused about what they want. And I think that has been brought out. I'm just, you know, stating
it. No, I agree. Michael, you want to give a rebuttal?
Yes, when a man cheats. Now, you say average men don't cheat. A woman going to say most men cheat. Yeah, I mean, that's what they going to say.
A lot of black women are going to say that from what I understand. But not a lot of white women are going to say that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you cannot demograph that, sir. No,
yes,
hell no.
Yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't. You don't know. Do you know how many big – look, there's 10 million Caucasian millionaires in this country. Don't you know how many of those millionaires cheat on their wife when they go on the business trips? Anytime a minister can go over – anytime a minister
right,
can cheat on his wife,
million,
they can do it.
90% of them.
Where are we going with this? Well, what's the point in this? What
you
are we
what?
Proving? How many angels can
Good
dance
question.
On the head
but
of a
I'm
man?
Trying to
no,
tell
no,
you,
no,
first
no.
of all
– Michael's trying to say that most men, regardless of stripes, colors, and creeds – cheat. I say
no, no, what
don't.
I'm trying to say, this relationship thing is
cheat.
You never
how
can
could the men
he's
be
cutting me off.
Women
he's
aren't
cutting me
with...
off.
Yeah, Mike, Rich, why don't we give Michael a chance?
I done lost my thought now. Just go
no,
ahead.
You're talking about
I,
hey,
I
Joe,
lost
man.
It. I lost it. I lost my thought.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Go ahead, Rich.
Hey,
Put
Joe.
On.
You yes, know, man. We were talking about sex. According to this ABC news report, which I put in the chat room, it says about 75% of all women never reach orgasm from intercourse alone.
Yes, thank you.
And
I know
intercourse
on.
Alone.
And it goes
this problem is a two-way street.
Well, Michael, hang on. You got to wait till I finish reading, man. You make me lose my thoughts if I wasn't reading it from some print.
I'm
it
sorry.
Says from intercourse alone, that is without the extra help of sex toys, hands, or tongue. And 10-15% never climax under any circumstance.
And who fought us?
Okay.
That's men's
okay.
fault.
Let
my
me ask
problem.
This question. Hold on, Michael. Let me ask this question, please.
That's a biological problem.
Where are we going with this subject here?
Yeah.
No, I want to say, the only thing I'm trying to make, and I'll be quiet. When we talk about problems about two people and how we interact, we never, ever can point the finger at one person. Us men have to talk about, well, what do we do? We can point the finger at them, but when we have a conversation and miss a solution to come up with a solution, we have to say, well, okay, men, this is what we do because we do fucked up things, too. That's the
well,
only
yeah,
thing
that's
saying.
True, Michael, but you have to look at that
but
on an issue.
But you're coming back
issue.
And saying the whole problem with men and women is women. I heard you say that, and that's a lie. You can't.
Michael,
it's a problem between both
no,
of us.
Let Michael.
He made that blanket statement. Play the tape back.
Well, hold on. I agree with you if that's possible, but we have to look at it on an issue-by-issue basis. Because you're right. In some areas, men need to shore up. And in areas, women need to shore
well,
up.
We're speaking
we
generally, so you can't say a case-by-case basis, sir. We're speaking generally so we can all try to come together. Of course you can't speak case-by-case basis, but
we're speaking
in general.
Generally, that's true, but we're also speaking specifically, which is hard for you.
But you know,
I try to tell about my life on this telephone in this conversation, so I am speaking specifically, but you never share about what you're going through. How many women you got?
Well, I think that's irrelevant. But on this,
yeah,
on
that
point
has nothing
about,
to do with it. Yeah, we
about,
need to go on there.
Well, don't tell about, me. Well, I always speak specifically.
Let me make this point real quick. If this report is correct, where it's saying that 75% of all women never reach orgasm, mm-hmm. then what is that saying about the men?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
All right,
it's
what
both
if, what
complex.
If, well, you have
hey,
to.
Hey, could I ask a question?
You have
I'm
to
sorry.
Extrapolate
well,
from
well,
that,
now,
buddy.
Well, now, wait a minute. That ain't saying a whole. I mean, that ain't saying a whole lot about a man because
yes.
Until a woman truly learns her body, it's, I mean, she's not gonna just have climaxes like that. She's not gonna.
Oh no, it's
like
oh no, it's not.
So
hold on, I must say this.
A woman
I'm,
has
I'm
to
a
learn
pro in this.
A woman has
Michael,
to learn
you
her body.
Talk over everybody.
Hey, a woman has to learn her body, man. I'm gonna tell you, I've seen women that can have orgasm just by just sitting there playing with their nipples, man. So, you know, it's just things they got to learn about themselves in order to reach these points, you know. That's another story. Y'all go ahead.
Oh, first of all, men, we're not taking time with a woman's body. We bang, bang, and get the fuck up. That's what that story he's talking about saying. We're not taking the body. Sometimes when a woman can multiple, I can make a woman come 20 times. That's a fact.
Okay, wait.
I can make
who gives a fuck, man?
But this is what I'm saying, though.
This motherfucker.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. This is my damn show. I said, wait. And I told you my...
Now, if she chooses a goofy bone, Eric, are we still on?
Wait a minute, Mr. Solution. Wait a minute.
Ahead.
All right. Now, I don't know where we keep coming at with this sex thing at, all right? Look, this is not what we're talking about today. Let's move on, okay? I don't care how many women you done bone or whatever. I don't care. Let's talk about what we're talking about, okay? Okay, Michael?
Eric, I think he
kind of
touched base on something because
I know, Mrs. Talk. You always get on me, but you never get on Mr. Solution. He cuts me off and does. I'm just trying to make points so we can get away, man. I'm using me as a personal example, so y'all can learn. We learn from each other. I'm not trying to be nasty or make your show derogatory, but Mr. Solution do the same thing.
Hey, hold up, we got to the little white lies right there, Eric. When he said that a woman. He made a woman have an orgasm 20 times at one time. Now, that was, if she told him that, I know that was a little white lie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. What did I just say? Move on.
See?
All right? Move on.
Okay. Now, as far as your little white lie, and, you know, let's look at everything. Let's lay all the cards on the table. And I'll be very specific. Mr. Solutions read the definition for what a little white lie was. Anything that's perceived, you put color in there and then you throw the whole thing off, you know. Oh, it's not that bad. It's just a little white lie, you know. Or, you know, Black Friday is when everything's so fucking cheap, you know. It's just a word game that people play. It's a lot of static in the line. Something wrong?
Well, can you give me the definition? Can someone say the definition of a little white lie? What's the definition of it?
Yeah, Mr. Solutions gave that earlier. Like I said,
it's a lie told, and it's supposed to be an end product for politeness and tact. In other words, not to hurt someone's feelings. And Eric and I went over that, and he changed it because that's not what he meant, because a white lie doesn't lead to a snowball lie, like an avalanche of a big lie. It's just like, say, for example, if your woman asks you, does my ass look fat in this dress? And you know her ass looks fat. She knows her ass looks fat, but she's just seeking reassurance. So you say, no, you look great, honey. And, you know, that's supposed to be a white lie.
Well, see, we don't like to play those words. See, I say that that's called a polite lie. When you want to be polite, and you don't want to, you know, tell somebody that they look ugly, so you want to be polite and you lie. But there's another type of lies. There's lies of survival. You may have to lie to survive. And it's just a straight out and right lie, pathological, where you lie for no damn reason.
Okay. So, what else?
Well, the white lie thing, though, to me, a lie is a lie. I don't give a damn how many clothes you put on. It's still a lie.
I happen not to like white lies. I think if a person has to be diplomatic too often to a person, that person ought to toughen up their skin. If a chick is too fat, and you can say, well, you look all right, honey, and then she keeps insisting, do you really think I look all right? And then the third time she asks you, then she better be prepared for the truth.
Right. But, Mr. Solution, I must say something about, and this is talking about white lies. This has something to do. You use the word antisocial. You know that DSW Volume 5, they define someone who is antisocial as someone who's used trickery to get monetary gain or any type of value. So by that definition, there's a lot of people, a lot of lawyers, a lot of business owners, and just men and people in general are antisocial. Technically, according to that book, they have mental problems. And they tell lies. Anytime someone tells a lie, use trickery. A trickery is a lie to get monetary gain in any type of in the field. They say you have a mental problem. You are antisocial. Look how many business, like I say, politicians antisocial, business people antisocial. So if you want to talk about somebody crazy, there's a lot of people crazy. Jimmy Carter said, and I remember this clearly, you can go and look this up. He said if somebody wants to go ahead and lock somebody up because of their mind, people would get mad. A lot of Caucasians in this country will get mad when we lock all these business owners and politicians because by definition, by the book, they are antisocial and they're crazy.
Well, I think what you're really saying, or let's say a more definitive explanation of it would be sociopathic.
Yeah. I'm talking about a definition of an antisocial. That's what they have in there. I read and I can interpret very well.
Then I'll say this. I'll say a sociopath is antisocial, but an person who is antisocial is not necessarily a sociopath who is out for material gain.
No, that's not what it is. I'm reading what it says. It says if anybody used any type of trickery to gain any type of gain or monetary gain, you are a psychopath. You have mental problems.
Well, that's what I just said, Michael, a sociopath.
Oh, okay. All right.
Damn. So, on a lighter note, I have to ask the question because you have people right now that's just outright lying. In the case, and I want to know what people think about this because I was at work this morning and somebody thought of me enough to call me and ask me my opinion on it. What does anyone think about this allowing boys into the Boy Scouts? Gay boys.
Well, yeah. I talked about that this morning. Can I just say something? Because I talked about that this morning with somebody. And
of course you're going to say something.
Huh?
Of course you're going to say something.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Micah. Say it. Say it.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. But a lot of people were going for the Boy Scouts and stuff. But I gave them this situation with the gays in basic training. There's certain situations where someone's knowingly and being openly gay is going to cause problems. And people are saying that they don't want no person around their boy because they're saying if someone's come out and saying they're gay, they're going to be promoting it.
Well, Michael, that's not what he asked. Now, he asked about boys, and I want to ask this question, too. And I'm thinking you're talking about the actual boys that make up the Boy Scouts, not the Boy Scout leader or the troop leader. And
absolutely.
I agree with you, Michael. I wouldn't want my grandson under a troop leader that's a homosexual. But here's the point on what I'm getting at. How would we know that this boy is homosexual? Even if he was heterosexual, at that age he shouldn't be having sex or getting into those type of intimacies with another female.
Well,
so how in the world would they know that the boy is homosexual, and why would the parents permit the boy to have those type of intimacies with another boy at that particular age? Hell, you wouldn't do it if it was a girl.
Well, unfortunately, you said that you dealt with somebody when they was 10 years old. Nature says that kids are little, they attract to one another. They may play girlfriends and boyfriends among each other. I mean, this is nature. I mean, people do that. I read a story about a 7-year-old kid. He said he knew he was gay when he was 7. Some people try to say kids don't know about sex. They say they were born a certain way. So they do that. So sometimes when a little boy can get attracted to a little girl at a young age, sir.
Yeah, you know, you got a point there. And I gave her Valentine's cards, but do you have two boys giving each other Valentine's cards?
No, but what I'm saying, sometimes at that age, they're telling me that they feel that way. He said that he got aroused by a 7-year-old. He was in a second grade class, and he got aroused by his classmate that was sitting in front of him.
How old was he when he told you that?
No, I'm reading the story. He comes from a family. Listen, his family is a preacher. They're Christian, everything. He's brought up like that. And he said, I know I was born like this.
So he's an adult He's an adult reflecting on that point in his life now.
Right. And he's telling the truth. I can't deny that. So
I would be very cautious on an adult trying to legitimize his position as being a homosexual as an adult.
Sir, let me tell you something. Sir, let me speak about myself. If I'm a heterosexual male. When I was a kid, I got attracted to females, and he's saying he just got attracted to males. He's saying that's his nature. That's what he's saying. I can't deny that man about his story. Just like if you tell me something about your story, when you was little.
Go ahead on that last point, Michael. You being attracted to female is the normal for this society. It has just all of a sudden became an ideology in a United States open society for males to be attracted to males.
And let me tell you, they're telling me that it is their nature. They get aroused off of the same sex. They're saying that they're born like that.
Yeah,
that's
but
I'm saying that
I'm very cautious and very suspicious for a grown man to try to legitimize his position for being homosexual. I ain't saying they can't be a homosexual.
Well, you do it, sir. You do it.
What did you call it? When you break in on people like that, what did you call that? Ooh. Hello?
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? We gonna y'all go. Okay. Michael, go on and make your final point.
I'm quiet. I interrupted him. Let him go ahead.
No, listen to what I'm saying, Michael. Go ahead and make your final point.
Oh yeah. Just like I'm saying, sir, you do it, sir, too. You will go in the past, and your past is validating what you are. So you can't contradict yourself. If a man tells me about his life and how he was, I'm not going to sit there and tell that man that.
Can't say it, Michael, if I may say this, and I'm getting ready to go. But what I'm talking about, for this society that we live in, that's the norm, male and female. But the critical discussion in this society has been homosexuality out in the open, same-sex marriage. And when the question is brought to people who want to engage in that, they've given the excuse. It may be a valid excuse, but they give the excuse, say, well, heck, I had these feelings when I was a child. Well, you know, it's kind of, when you're saying that now, it's kind of difficult for people who's critical of it, although they're saying that you cannot do it, but you're trying to explain that behavior from people who's curious about that behavior, and you say that I was that way when I was a child. That's all I'm saying. With that, I got to go.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Pianki. All right. All right, Mr. 870, your final comments? You still there? You didn't hold out? All right, moving right along. Lo, you there? Is anybody here? Did I lose everybody?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, go ahead, Joe. Your final words?
Nah, I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say?
Nah.
Out of all that conversation, nothing to say?
I said it all.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Mr. Solution?
Hey, good show. What's tomorrow's topic?
Oh, you're going to love tomorrow's topic. Tomorrow's topic is on prenups.
Yeah, that's a good one. That goes perfectly with finding a woman from another culture or even in this culture. I think part of the relationship discussion should be that precisely. That's part of the adult paradigm now. But, okay, I look forward to it tomorrow.
All right. All righty. Thank you, sir, for joining today.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too. All right, y'all. I want to say thank you to the crew for calling in today. Another great show. Another great bunch of great conversation. I tell you, sometimes they get carried away, though. But we have to get them back in shape. All right, I want to thank Benny in the chat room. Of course, Goofy Bone, all my guests on listening. You know, once again, I can't do it without you. However, there's a couple little things. Now, and here's my closing on this one. I know we've covered a lot of things today, but then I was taking some notes as I was doing so. Bear with me for a quick moment, all right? Number one. Regardless of who we blame and who's doing the blaming and all that, men and women are looking for the same freaking thing. Someone to love and somebody to love them. It's simple, but yet so damn difficult. You know, because we choose to make things harder than they are. We do. We make things harder than they are. So we're looking for the same thing. So why are we going through all this? And maybe women do file more for divorce more. Maybe men give them a reason to do it.
It's, you know, and as Locates, quit blaming everything on one sex. You know, sometimes it does actually goes both ways. If some of them sorry-ass men stop and take care of home, they'd be doing all right. And, you know, the whole conversation we was talking, and everybody was saying what they want in a man and how a woman would what they want a woman to do or how they would treat a woman, but nobody ever said they would actually pay attention to this woman. Nobody said that. Maybe if you pay attention to the woman, she wouldn't find you so damn boring because you'll be paying attention to her and finding other things to do to keep her from getting bored. That's all. It's not hard. Pay her some attention. Just like you want her to pay you some attention, pay her some damn attention. You know, and stop going into the relationships in damn a clown face or as I say, in false face. Stop doing that. You know, and number one, that's because you're starting off with a lie, white lie, whatever we want to call it. You're not being honest. So now you got to actually hold up and keep up the lie, the perpetrate what you're trying to do. Don't do that. Stop doing that. Okay? Just stop doing that. You know? And women are in search of good men also. So if there's so many good men out there and there's so many good women out there, stop trying to blame. And, I mean, not start trying to blame, but look for it. You know, and Lowe did bring up a good point. You know, sometimes some of us, we get so frustrated and mad, we just stop looking. And once we stop looking, then we want to stop blaming everybody else for something, for our own faults and failures. Stop doing that. You know, if you really want it, go and get it. You know, as that old Nike saying used to say, just do it, damn it, just do it. You know? And one of the most things, standards. You know, if you have your standards, you know, maintain your standard. But if you want somebody that has the same standard as you are, then you're going to have to work to find that person. Of course, like we mentioned before, there's things that you will have to tolerate by the other person because there's no perfect person, no perfect relationship, no perfect marriage. So, yes, there's going to be things that piss you off about the other person at times. That is the truth. However, if that is the person you meant to be with or you really want to be with, you'll make it work. You will make it work. And you know what? The last thing I'm going to say before I get up out of here today, I do not believe, and I don't care how many doctors say it, I don't care how many individuals say it, I don't care if the president of the United States said, I do not believe anybody is born homosexual. I gives a damn. You ain't going to make me believe it. I'm not going to believe it. And that's just the way it is. Now, tomorrow's show is on prenups and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right here, same place, same person, same channel. Until then, man, make sure you go home, give that special someone a hug, kiss, pay attention to them. You know, tell them you love them and appreciate them. And until tomorrow, y'all, I'm out of here. Y'all have a great day. Talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.